Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Look, in the euphoria, the way that game unfolded, that was strictly about Dart. I mean, and I that was in no way, shape, or form anything that was directed at Russ. So, and I might be able to see how he might perceive that, but coming off that win and watching how he played, that wasn't any intention at all.
So that's Sean Payton trying to walk back some comments he made a few days prior, where he was like, "Yeah, I told the Broncos I was hoping we wouldn't see Dart, that we'd still see." He didn't say it, but we'd still see Russ, because I know Dart's a good quarterback, which led Russell Wilson to maybe have the tweet of the NFL season, where he responded by saying, "Classless but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Sunglasses face emoji, laughing emoji, hashtag let's ride, another laughing emoji." So Sean Payton, he couldn't help himself, I guess, but now walking it back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was caught up in that win. And he's an emotional guy. It's been interesting for me to listen to and take in a little bit of the discourse on this, because there's a lot of people, and I can see where they're coming from, who feel like a head coach should be sort of above the fray. But I don't know, man. The world's changing. The world has changed. Social media has changed. Norms, I mean, societal norms. Right? Governmental norms. So much has changed that I was here for this. I don't know if that says, maybe that says something about me.
Yeah.
But like, he had the player. He took a shot on the player. Everybody knows there was a falling out with the player. I mean, the whole Broncos country, let's ride. I mean, how much was Sean Payton cringing in real time?
Oh, that was hokey.
So like, I don't know. And like, is this, should he be sent to the principal's office? I don't have a problem with Russ firing back either. Like, I guess what I'm saying is I don't have a problem with any of it. I'm kind of here for it, but maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe Sean Payton, maybe he should just bite his tongue and shut his mouth. I don't know.
I was here for what transpired after that when that Russell Wilson tweet hit my feed. And I think I'm not in the minority on this. Everybody enjoyed that, because we kind of feel like Russ at this point is a bit of a square, but
yeah,
he came out swinging, and I was here for that.
I mean, I think what's probably most unfortunate for Sean Payton is that this obscured what his team did, which was have an absolutely bonkers, odds-defying, perhaps season-defining win over the Giants, who, while I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Giants are a truly elite football operation, to score 33 points like that after you'd been shut out for three quarters is special. And you can go back now to what them playing the Colts. And we just talked to Baldy, and I just asked Baldy about the Colts.
Yeah.
And he said Colts are a 10 out of 10 for him as an AFC power. And Denver had the Colts beat, and they lost on a leverage play. And their response to that has been to find ways to win games.
Sure.
Super ugly against the Jets in London. Found ways. The defense literally pitched a shutout. Here, the defense doesn't have it for three quarters. And Bo Nix doesn't look like he's got it. And then in the fourth quarter, they win the fourth quarter in a way that never happened in NFL history before to find a way to win that game. So what I'm saying is for that Denver program, I think these are all feathers in their caps. And it's building up calluses and muscle memory. And again, I don't know that anybody's going to catch Kansas City now, but it's early in the season. People will get hurt. The pendulum has a way of swinging. But like, if you told me that Denver and the Colts met again in an AFC championship game or a divisional game for the right to face the Chiefs, I wouldn't flinch.
By the way, the Broncos host the Cowboys on Sunday, and that's a much more interesting game than I would have thought it would have been 2 weeks ago. Dak Prescott.
Most dominant offense in the league versus a defense that, by a lot of metrics, is still very elite.
Yeah, so that should be fun, 4:25 on Sunday. We heard earlier in the week Woody Johnson talking to the media. Mm.
And what a class act he is.
Yeah, and taking a shot at his quarterback, Justin Fields. Well, yesterday, Jets quarterback Justin Fields responded.
Nah, I wasn't. Like I said, I'm not on social media. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. You know, of course, everybody knows, you know, I need to play better. We need to play better as a team. And, of course, you know, no matter how, you know, the offense does as a unit, you know, I'm going to get the blame, and I understand that. That's just what comes with the job, but honestly, it's what comes with it. So you can't let anything kind of affect your mind, my mind, and that is what it is. No matter if it's, you know, him, no matter if it's, you know, family members, even teammates. Sometimes there's going to be times where you have to be the only one who believes in yourself. So you know, like I said, that's his opinion, and like I told you guys after the game on Sunday, I'm at peace and my focus is right now is working each and every day and getting better. So,
very mature response from Justin Fields in this season.
Much more mature than his billionaire overlord.
he's probably not starting this game in Cincinnati on Sunday.
Well, I guess it depends on what they can get out of Tyrod and where his health status is. But it's clearly he's not long for that place. Look, I am a bit of a truther for him. I think he's had a raw deal everywhere he's been. I think if I'm running an NFL team and I see how he's handled this situation and I see the ridiculous clown shows that he's been surrounded by from a coaching standpoint and an ownership standpoint, I think there's a lot of clay still to mold there. And I'm not saying he'll ever be who he was drafted to be, but you can't tell me that he can't have some sort of eventual revival that at least in some way approximates a Daniel Jones or a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he'll be that prolific in the passing game, but can he be a really viable backup quarterback who can help you win games when your starter goes down? I mean, I still think that's the floor for him. But again, maybe I'm biased.
He, you said yesterday, brought it like, what about him backing up Lamar Jackson next year?
I'd be all about it.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, the coordinators are talking right now. We'll hear from Monk and Moore later in the show. But the players spoke yesterday, so why don't we hear a little bit of Tyler Linderbaum, DeAndre Hopkins, some Kyle Hamilton, and maybe if we have time, Emory Jones, who all spoke. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.